Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Charlotte Flair teases a WWE return, plus scrapped CM Punk AEW plans, and we can exclusively reveal on Cultaholic where the Impact Wrestling digital media title will be defended next. For Wednesday, November the 30th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Whoa, you go! No way!
Well, we have our answer!
Is it? Is it really? The Queen!
Yes, it is!
Wow! From the Queen City, Charlotte Flair!
It is time to bow down! The Queen is back!
Charlotte Flair making one of her many returns to WWE to, I'd say a huge ovation, but it was during the Thunderdome era, so don't be fooled by that. But either way, the commentators were happy to see her back, as was her tag team partner Asuka on that particular evening. And it looks like a return for Charlotte once more is on the cards. So in the past 24 hours, Charlotte Flair has shared a series of photos to her Instagram story. It shows short videos of her WWE entrances, notably wearing the SmackDown Women's Championship. And then the final post is a black and white image of Flair wearing her wrestling boots while sitting on what appears to be the canvas of a wrestling ring. Now, we haven't seen Charlotte Flair on WWE TV since WrestleMania Backlash, where she lost to Ronda Rousey in an I Quit match. She was written off TV in order to go and tie the knot with Andrade, and there was an announcement back in August that a return was imminent at a SmackDown show, but that never really happened, presumably because it happened around the same time as Vince McMahon stepping down and Triple H taking control. They may have pumped the brakes on that particular move. But now it looks as if, according to the Instagram story of Charlotte Flair, that a return once again is back on the cards. We'll be keeping tabs on that one. Not the only SmackDown star that could be making a return sooner rather than later. You see, WWE posted a photo shoot from backstage at Raw and SmackDown. They show wrestlers from both brands in World Cup team strips. We've got our first picture in a long time of Robert Roode. He was wearing the Canada kit. Now, the fact that Robert Roode was backstage looking in good condition and WWE.com are willing to share that photo online, it is a strong indicator of an impending return for Robert Roode, who we haven't seen on telly for a while. He was last on TV as part of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal before WrestleMania. He underwent surgery back in September, and reports were slated around then that he was returning soon and was going to be a part of Friday Night SmackDown. Certainly this picture shows Robert Roode in good form and with the SmackDown logo behind him. So look out for Robert Roode to make a return to SmackDown along with Charlotte Flair very soon. More conversations around what could have been with CM Punk in AEW now. Stokely Hathaway was the latest guest on The Sessions with Renee Paquette. The conversation turned to CM Punk, and Stokely revealed that plans were indeed in motion for CM Punk to work a storyline with his faction, The Firm, saying everything that was supposed to happen with The Firm did not happen. Back at All Out, and what happened immediately after the pay-per-view, that's a huge part of it. Who we were supposed to directly feud with is no longer in the company. That is one thing I was looking forward to because I was hand chosen for that role. I'm just going to say it. I don't know the specifics if people are choosing sides or whatever, but for me, the fact that CM Punk said, hey, I want to work with this guy, it holds a lot of weight and means a lot, regardless of what happened, what will happen. When that didn't happen anymore, it was literally rewriting everything on the fly. Everyone in the group is trying to do their best, and we're trying to figure out how to make this work because the original purpose isn't the purpose anymore. So it's like, what do you do? Things are slowly gearing up. It's just going to take a few weeks. With the wrestling world the way it is nowadays, I get it. First impressions are everything. But it's a little difficult to change people's minds. Most people don't want to see Picasso work on his painting. They just want to see him. They just want to see it done. That's the phase we are in. We're working on it, but people don't want to see it worked on. They just want to see the finished product. So some emotive words from Stokely Hathaway that give away a feud with CM Punk was on the cards. And also, interestingly, amongst there, Stokely Hathaway becoming the first person within AEW to put on record that CM Punk is no longer with the company.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's talk FTR. Sean Ross Sapp had a chat with Dax Harwood, and he said that their contract with AEW ends at the end of April, and he and Cash Wheeler are evaluating their options. One particular idea they've mentioned is to take a year off for wrestling for major companies and simply focus on indie events. He said having that opportunity to work more indies and various companies led them to find out how much they love that landscape. I mean, FTR on the independent circuit, I think, you know what, they would have a diary very full very quickly, I would believe. Let's talk NXT from last night. We had a video of Aoife Valkyrie from NXT UK showed her running through the forest, leaving a trail of feathers. And then this short video ends with the words, Lyra Valkyria coming soon, ushering in a new name for the former NXT UK star Aoife Valkyrie. She signed back with WWE in 2020, last competed as part of NXT UK around August. Now, before that, she did a lot of good work across the UK and Ireland indie scene. She became OTT Women's Champion. She's a Pro Wrestling Eve Tag Champion alongside Debbie Cartel, Woke Queens Forever. And we never really got to see much of her work as part of NXT UK because she kind of came in a bit later than expected. And now she'll be a part of the main NXT roster. Going to see some good things from her. Also last night on NXT, we had the Iron Survival matches shaped up. We had numerous Hall of Famers on the show, including Shawn Michaels, Road Dogg, X-Pac, Alundra Blaze, and Molly Holly. who confirmed with Shawn Michaels over who would be in the matches. And by the end of the night, we had four participants in each match confirmed, with a wild card entry to be added next week. So in the men's Iron Survivor match, Carmelo Hayes, JD McDonough, Grayson Waller and Joe Gacy will compete. And in the women's match, it'll be Zoe Stark, Cora Jade, Kiana James and Roxanne Perez. To round out both of those matches, we'll have two triple threats next week. Von Wagner, Axiom and Andre Chase will compete for the wildcard spot in the men's match, whilst Wendy Chu, Fallon Henley and Indy Hartwell will compete for the wildcard spot in the women's match. So the NXT deadline card shaping up, with both Iron Survivor matches nearly good to go. Speaking of NXT, also last night, Booker T, the commentator for NXT currently, confirmed on his podcast that he's getting back into the ring at Reality of Wrestling's Christmas Chaos event on December the 18th. He's going to team with Mysterious Q to challenge Warren Joseph and Zach Mason for the ROW Tag Team Championships. Now, he competed for his promotion, ROW, back a few months back as part of a 10-man tag. Wasn't a fan of how he performed then. He said, "I know when I walked out the curtain that night, I didn't have a good feeling. I know the chassis and everything looked all greased up, but the engine wasn't quite right on that night. I was dealing with a knee injury coming into that match as well." He does feel more confident about this one, though. He's in much better condition. And we wish Booker T the best getting back into the ring for Christmas.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Cause they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
I said his name and he appeared. I got to chat with Joe Hendry, the reigning Impact Wrestling digital media champion, on the Cultaholic podcast feed last night. We talked about the making of that iconic theme music, the story behind his current character in Impact Wrestling, and the contract that he currently has with Impact that allows him to work numerous indie events in the UK and in the US. This led to a conversation about his show this Friday. He is booked to be a part of North Wrestling in Newcastle, is Joe Hendry. And he gave us an exclusive announcement about that match taking place on Friday. I do believe that you and I spoke about this and we're going to call a little audible
on your
match this Friday, aren't we, Joe?
Yes.
Let's have it. Let's do it.
I will be defending the Impact Wrestling Digital Media Championship for what I believe might be the first time in the UK, unless, I don't know if Cardona did in the UK when he was last here. He might well have done, but we'll just focus on mine.
Well, it's your first defense.
Yeah, exactly. It's my first. That's exactly. So yeah, just defended it in Poland. That was awesome. And yeah, so now taking it to North Wrestling on Friday. So looking forward to it.
So a quick note for Andrew Bowers: Joe Hendry has agreed. And is Scott D'Amore all right with this, by the way?
He is. I did ask.
Okay. That's fine.
He's cool with it.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Let's not get me fired.
Yeah. Joe Hendry to defend the Impact Wrestling digital media title in Newcastle is sold out at Anarchy Brewery. Sorry about that, but you'll be able to watch it as it premieres on IWTV. More details at northwrestling.co.uk. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now for 10 promos that buried talent. Sometimes the words of one can really ruin the momentum of another. Find out 10 times where that happened at youtube.com/Cultaholic. Jack and Owen are back tonight on Cultaholic FC Duty. Football manager based fun with Jack and Owen at twitch.tv/Cultaholic from 6 p.m. GMT. Look forward to seeing the Fabes continue their rise tonight on Twitch. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.